Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
This is it, the Bob Almanac here for you. I need to update you on that Highway 36 eastbound. Remember that you saw the Jeep? It was either a Compass or that might be a Grand Cherokee that
right.
was in the median.
Yeah, yeah.
So a guy in a Dodge pickup showed up and was going to try and pull that vehicle out with a tow strap.
Right.
And it didn't go well. And it's and you've got heavy traffic right behind you. This is a brave guy. He's on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And he's trying to back up. And basically all he was doing was pulling that vehicle parallel with the road.
Ooh.
And then I think there might have been a tow strap failure in there. So they do have a tow truck on the way.
Well, that's good news.
That is good news. Yeah. I know you, being Captain Traffic, wanted to hear good news.
I gotta.
You wouldn't have been able to sleep without any kind of closure on that one.
I got to keep following up on that.
The Bob Almanac brought to you by Authority Fence. When you're in your backyard oasis, you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of. Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. They use only premium country estate vinyl products and back that up with a lifetime warranty. Country Estate Vinyl Products. Imagine your new, peaceful, and private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com, click on their free fence estimator, or give Scott and Jared a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC393233. Today's Bob Almanac. It's Thursday, March 28th, 88th day of the year here today. This day, big day when it comes to circuses. Back in 1881, Barnum and Bailey formed their greatest show on earth.
Kind of our theme. Send in the clowns.
But actually, isn't this is actually this the name of this song is like Send in the Gladiators.
Oh, wow.
Right, exactly. Gladiators, not clowns. Entry of the Gladiators is the actual term of this song, or the title of this song. But you think of clowns when you hear this, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it doesn't look like two guys ready to butcher each other.
Barnum and Bailey forming their greatest show on earth, circuses, 1881, 1930. How do you know? Are you well-versed in the history of towns in Turkey? Because this state, you know, Turkey was kind of transitioning from more of a totalitarian government going to that from a monarchy that had been the case for centuries. So
Istanbul's the only one I know.
Well, Istanbul. This is the date that Constantinople changed its name to Istanbul. Istanbul. That's three syllables.
Right.
Constantinople. That's five syllables. So they went from five to three. It was all about making it easier to say, you know. And Angora changed its name to Ankara.
Oh,
that's another Turkish city
right.
that you probably are familiar with and that you've heard there in Turkey. That was a state, big goings-ons back there. You know, that was the thing about when communists would come in and they take over. They always wanted to change the name of the cities.
Right.
They like to erase history. You know that, right, Neil?
Yeah, they do.
They like to erase history. They really do because they know that communism is worse.
Yeah.
So they don't want people remembering when it was better.
Right.
So what do? They erase history.
Yeah. For some reason, I get Turkey and Hungary mixed up. Are they close to each other?
They're in the same general region.
Okay.
Yeah. Turkey is more Middle East. Hungary is more Eastern European.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess you would
say.
You're
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was this date in 1930. Let's do this here, 1974. Shenanigans on the Tonight Show.
Well, I want to tell you. I was so stunned, I didn't. Was that a man or a woman?
We had a streaker, the peak of the streaking craze. 1974.
You don't know where to look.
Johnny Carson. Now, the funny thing, in the beginning of that clip, they actually heard a rumor. He reported on a rumor that there would be a streaker that would come across. So I guess it wasn't all that unexpected yeah. and surprising, but it was, when it did happen, it was still surprising because they didn't know who was going to streak. And it was a rather tall, heavy-set man that, you know, if you weren't looking really closely, you might thought it was Ed McMahon. But he didn't have a drink in his hand.
Well, then, that's a giveaway.
It was the middle of Johnny Carson's monologue.
Wow.
That a streaker ran across the set. At the Tonight Show, this date.
I can't say I was watching, but I know it was on the news. Yes. It was kind of talked about there.
That was 1974. Same day.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Billings, LAPD. You know Thursday is Chapman's 20th year, and we're giving a little surprise party at the captain's. I think you should come. By the way, we need $5 with a present.
You think Jim Rockford's got $5? He was always kind of short,
it seemed. He was always short on cash, it seemed.
Living in that lovely trailer. He and Gonzo should have gotten together. Right. They could have got a nicer place.
It is one of the finer TV themes.
Yes, Mike Post. So the Rockford Files debuts on this date.
Did well for James Garner.
That was the pilot episode open right there. We're all about authenticity on the Bob Almanac.
Right.
Lindsay Wagner was a guest star on that first ever episode.
Pre-Bionic Woman.
Pre-Bionic Woman, yes. Or was that pre? 1974?
That would have been pre.
Yeah, because $6 Million Man went on the air in 73 as a regular episode. I don't think Bionic Woman came
like
in 75, 76. Yeah, somewhere in there. So that was his day TV history in 1974. More TV.
I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. I hope and pray that they will, but today I am still just a bill.
One of the more memorable Schoolhouse Rock vignettes debuted on this date, I Am Just a Bill.
Ooh.
You did it, Bill. You're a law.
That's good.
You know, he doesn't say, you listen to the whole song, he doesn't mention anything about sleazy lobbyists or greedy special interest groups. Not to mention idiotic, wasteful pork.
Well, it's not too late for an updated version.
Actually, Saturday Night Live did do a great update. This was when they used to. This is when Saturday Night Live used to be negative and used to go ahead and
take shots
at both sides of the aisle.
Right.
When Obama was doing all of his executive orders 10 years ago or so, they did a really good, really good bit on that song.
Okay.
With, what's his name? I can't think of his name now. But anyway, it doesn't matter. That was his date, 1976. How about 79 in the news?
It was the first step in a nuclear nightmare. As far as we know, at this hour, no worse than that. But a government official said that a breakdown in an atomic power plant in Pennsylvania today is probably the worst nuclear reactor accident to date. There was no apparent serious contamination of workers. But
and I went there, and I helped them. That's Walter Cronkite, Neil.
He had such a unique delivery.
He did. He certainly did. And this was the date. Kenan Thompson, by the way, was the SNL cast member I was thinking about. And he's still on the cast.
Yes, he is.
Residents in and around Middletown, Pennsylvania had to be evacuated on this date. It was the Three Mile Island.
Yes.
Unit 2 reactor. The Three Mile Island Nuclear Power Plant. It's remembered as... How's that? Is that okay,
That's
Walter Cronkite?
That decent, is pretty good, yeah.
You know, it's not Bill Murray-like, who was very good at Walter Cronkite. It's remembered as the country's worst commercial nuclear disaster. That was this date, 1979. How about in 84?
We didn't have to wait long to find out what was going to happen. It looked like a scene from an old mystery picture. A fleet of large moving vans in the rain at the Coates Complex in Owings Mills. And inside, Coach Frank Cush directing the project of heading them up and moving them out.
Oh, boy.
Guards just like Rawhide.
Just like Rawhide.
We're talking about Baltimore Colts and their move out of Baltimore to Indianapolis in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
The Mayflower moving trucks. you know, there are Colts fans that are still bitter, kind of like the hockey fans here. They're still, even though we've got a hockey team, Baltimore's got a football team that has won a Super Bowl, by the way.
Yeah.
But there's still some Baltimore fans that are still bitter that they lost the Colts.
Understandably so. I mean, they were a staple and a valued franchise. That's tough going.
1984. How about 1995? David Letterman hosting the Academy Awards.
Oprah? Uma? Uma? Oprah? I feel much better. Have you kids met Keanu?
He liked having fun with names and introducing Uma to Oprah and then Keanu. Also very fitting in there as well.
He's a beauty.
All of which were on hand for the 67th annual Academy Awards. David Letterman, this day 1995. Birthdays today. How about that Rick Barry guy, underhanded free throws?
He was very good at them.
He is 80 today. He's 80. He didn't look that old. I when did the Golden State Warriors win the last National Basketball Association championship?
A few years ago.
He was at the airport, and all of a sudden, we're at the same gate. We're going somewhere in his same direction. And I go, well, that's Rick Barry. And he was flying out. He didn't look like a man of 78 or 79. He keeps himself in good shape.
Yeah.
And he's a tall, lanky
tall
man.
Tall guy, yeah. He's probably 6'8".
What was his strength? Was he a jump
power,
shooter?
Would power
he
take forward,
it to
yeah.
The, good, take it to the hoop if he needed to?
Good scorer, solid player. And, of course, was deadly at the free throw line, underhanded free throws.
It's amazing that
work of art.
It's amazing that those players that struggle from the line wouldn't try that at least.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaq tried everything other than that. I don't think he ever tried underhand.
I don't think he did.
We used to call those granny shots. All due respect and apologies to all the grannies out there. But those were called granny shots back in the day.
Right. It was, when you were playing horse, sometimes you had to go to the granny shot.
Right. Remember when that town didn't allow dancing?
Oh, yeah.
And that's when Ren McCormick. That's when Kevin Bacon stood up, but he needed help to stand up.
Yes,
and Diane Wiest was there to help.
I'd just like to say something.
It is outrageous. If you think that
Eleanor, sit down.
Ooh. I think Mr. McCormick has a right to be heard.
He would be heard, and he pulled some stuff out of the Bible. It was an inspirational scene in Footloose, certainly,
sure
in that city council meeting. That is Diane Wiest, who was she was the wife of a preacher man in Footloose. She is 76. You know, people hated Ren just because he liked to dance and he wore a skinny tie.
Right.
What was wrong with that?
At the time.
In that town.
Yeah.
That town's pretty conservative.
I applauded it.
Yeah. So Diane Wiest, she's been in other things. Hannah and her sisters. Most recently, there's a streaming show, The Mayor of Kingstown, with Hawkeye. From the Avengers, Jeremy Renner.
Yes.
Good show. That's a good show. It came to us from the same people that gave us Yellowstone.
Okay.
Can't remember his name now either. It'll come to me in 3, 2, and 1. Anyway, Diane Wiest is 76. Happy birthday, Reba.
Court-mandated therapy. The family that sold their kids at the flea market didn't get court-mandated therapy.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Peters.
Dr. Peters, we are not crazy.
We don't actually use the term crazy anymore, though I don't know why. It does say it all.
How about Nell Carter?
Yeah.
A cameo from Nell Carter. That was one of her last TV appearances on the pilot episode of Reba.
Oh, nice.
That's like more than 20 years old.
Wow.
Reba, what a talent. I mean, we hear her sing all the time here on Bob FM, so why not a little clip from her sitcom.
Yeah, done a lot of acting.
Yeah, Reba is 69. Wasn't she one of the gamblers? One of the gambling movies with Kenny Rogers? Wasn't she in one of those?
Well,
she was in something.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember her in The Gambler.
Of course, she was. Well, there were several gamblers.
Yeah, I know there were three. Linda Evans was in one of them for sure.
I have to look that up.
And there was Naomi Judd was in one of them.
Maybe that's. I'm thinking of a redhead. You know, it's either her, Vicki Lawrence, or is it maybe also Kathy Griffin? I don't know. I'm just thinking of redheads at this point in time.
For sure, Naomi Judd was in.
Reba is 69. Baby, baby.
Pepper.
No, it's Salt, whose birthday is today.
Oh, I didn't know that. That was Naomi's character was Pepper.
No, Peppa.
Oh.
It's Peppa, because it's Salt and Peppa. Know your Salt and Peppa. Is this Salt? Is it Peppa? Or is it Spinderella? Spinderella is...
Spinderella?
That's the DJ. The MC. You know, you had your Salt and Pepper, but they had somebody back there scratching the albums. So it's Salt today. Cheryl Salt James is 58. Rodney Atkins.
Like a memory from your grandpa's attic. A song called Slipping Through the Radio Static. Changing my mood.
Fine singer.
A little George Strait in 1982. And it makes me want to take a back road.
Had a good run of hits. Rodney Atkins.
For sure.
Long way home. Put a little gravel.
Probably a little underrated. Gets lost in the shuffle with some of the big-time names, but he had some quality songs. 55 today, would you call this a quality tune? Also 55 today, James Atkin.
You're unbelievable.
From the group EMF, Unbelievable. That O in there, you know that is Andrew Dice Clay. They sampled him from Comedy Def Jam. Or is it Def Comedy Jam? I get those mixed up all the time. So 55 today for James Atkin from the group EMF, Vince Vaughn.
Okay, what's our backstory?
We're brothers from New Hampshire. We're venture capitalists.
I'm sick of that. Let's be from Vermont, and let's have an emerging maple syrup conglomerate.
Man, that's stupid. We don't know anything about maple syrup.
I happen to know everything there is to know about maple syrup. I love maple syrup. I love maple syrup on pancakes. I love it on pizza. I like to take maple syrup and put a little bit in my hair when I've had a rough week. What do you think holds it up, Slick?
It's the first quarter of the big game. You want to toss up a Hail Mary. I'd like to be pimps from Oakland or cowboys from Arizona, but it's not Halloween. Grow up, Peter Pan, Count Chocula. Look, we've been to a million weddings, and guess what? Rocked them all.
Yes.
Okay,
member of the Wedding Crashers, of course, Vince Vaughn.
That's our backstory.
The best going out to you, along with Owen Wilson there as well. They make a great combo. Whenever they're on the screen together.
It's pretty good.
That one or Internship and the other ones that they have done. But that's Vince Vaughn, 54, currently seen in the last episode or last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
He's been on the last few to take the place of Super Dave Osborne, who passed away and was a regular cast member on Curb Your Enthusiasm. But he's been in a lot of movies, Vince Vaughn.
Oh, he sure has.
I love him
in Dodgeball.
Dodgeball, good. Crazy. Old school. Yes. Couples Retreat.
Right.
Vince Vaughn, 54, here today. Can you believe Lady Gaga is 38? Have you ever purchased a muffin and bluffed somebody with it, Neil?
I want to roll with him, a heart that we will be.
I can't recall it. If I had, it wasn't memorable.
Lady Gaga, 38 today, and our rapper of the day is Young Scooter. Not so young anymore. He'll soon be middle-aged Scooter.
Right.
He's 38.
You think he'll change his name at that point?
He should.
Yeah.
Some of them don't have that, though. they don't realize. They don't change their name when
I know,
they should.
And they should. Gone but not forgotten today, he gave us beer and lots of it. August Bush.
Head for the beer that goes down smooth as a mountain stream. Bush. Brewed for a taste as smooth as its name. Bush.
Head for Bush Beer.
TV commercial theme time.
Head for Bush Beer.
Head for the mountains, Neil.
Head for the mountains. Flowing so gently and freely.
Bush.
Bush. August Bush. Born on this day, 1899. We watched him on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom for decades. We're talking, and he didn't put himself in as much peril as some of his others. Marlon Perkins.
To attract the shark closer to the cage for the experiment,
Bog used a mackerel to chum the predator in.
Oh, the cage broke.
Yeah, Marlon Perkins. He's never chummed.
Then the unexpected happened.
Uh-oh.
The idea was to get the shark close to the cage, not in it.
They underestimated the size of the opening in the cage, because here comes this little hammer shark through there, and they're fighting with it. Look out! Jim Fowler's there,
Jim
too.
Jim Fowler.
Even though he can't swim.
Right. He's got cement shoes on.
And Marlon Perkins, he was 1,500 miles away, safe in the studio.
Right. That's where he'd like to be. But yet, somehow, he was an expert. And Marlon Perkins there did that for so many. It was entertaining, to say the least. And he was born on this day, 1905.
They never liked him in Mutual of Omaha because he always got his insurance from Geico.
Well, that would be disappointing.
That was a conflict.
Actress Conchata Farrell, you know that name? 2 and a Half Men. L.A. Law, some other things, born on this day, 1943.
Yeah, here she is.
Hi, Berta.
Hey, Sippy! What are you doing here?
My marriage is over. Came to kick me out.
Damn, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Damn! Damn! Damn!
Tell me about it.
I had October in the pool.
Pool? What pool?
Me, your brother, your mom, a couple of neighbors had a pool, and how long before she dumped your ass? I was so close.
You were betting that my marriage was going to fail?
No. We were betting on when.
She was great. She was a perfect, and she did a little Florida Evans impersonation.
Yes, she did.
Damn.
Yeah, that was good. Conchata Farrell played that role, and she was born on this day, 1943, and now... For Ken Howard, it's TV theme time, Jim. I watch this show. If it's the one I'm thinking of, it sounds like The White Shadow.
It is The White Shadow.
For some reason, I always got Ken Howard and Ken Berry confused. They were totally different people.
Totally different characters.
Right, right. Some fine saxophone work there.
Could you imagine Ken Howard on Mayberry RFD?
No, not really. He's too manly.
Yeah.
You know, you needed guys like Emmett and Howard Sprague.
Nobody coached the double stack offense better than Ken Howard. I can't remember what was the name of his character on White Shadow as the coach.
I can't remember. But it was a fine show if you played basketball, and it was good. The White Shadow. He was in other things, but that's what I... And he was a Tony Award-winning actor. Ken Howard was born on this day, 1944. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Throughout the history in the World Wrestling Federation, there's been a lot of great wrestlers that came down the line. Maybe one every 10 years. Brutus the Barber, Beefcake. Perhaps you're one of them amazing things that only happens once every 10 years. But what you're looking at in Mr. Perfect, Beefcake... is a man that comes along only once in a lifetime.
I thought you had a meeting with your staff telling them how important professional wrestling was to this program.
Well, evidently it didn't get through.
They didn't get through because they forgot Kurt Hennig, one of our local guys.
Yeah, a Minnesota guy.
The great Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect, started in the AWA, mm-hmm. was paired with Scott Hall, and then moved over to the WWF and got the Mr. Perfect moniker. He was born in Robbinsdale, this date, 1958. Passed away tragically way too young.
Way too young. I saw him at the Medina
in 2003.
For several country shows. Yeah. He liked real country music. And, of course, his dad, Larry the Axe.
Oh, what a family.
Great wrestling family.
So Kurt Hennig, 1958. Now.
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
You can start it up with Start It Up. Diamond Rio, Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Exile, Give Me One More Chance, or one more fast one here, Hank Williams Jr., Whiskey Bent and Hellbound.
I'm firmly believing there's never enough exile.
W2PM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDG.